This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A bill from Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse that would address wildfire danger passed the House last week along party lines. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse says the bill is carefully crafted and meets the moment as the West continues to face devastating wildfires and extreme drought. It incorporates almost 50 earlier bills and proposals, from best practices for prescribed burns to helping preserve Lake Powell and Lake Mead. A number of Neguse's ideas are also incorporated, such as an effort to increase the base pay for wildland firefighters. While the Biden administration supports the bill, the chances of passing the Senate remain slim. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools is increasing its minimum wage for classroom aides ahead of the new school year. Starting tomorrow, support staff will earn $20 an hour. That's more than a $4 an hour raise. DPS plans to expand the higher wage to cover all minimum wage employees over the next 2 years. That means more money for bus drivers, security, and food staff. And the town of Superior says it will comply with a temporary restraining order that was recently granted by a U.S. District Court judge. It means the town cannot enforce an ordinance that bans high-capacity magazines and semi-automatic rifles. The gun rights group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners filed the restraining order. The organization has sued the town over gun regulations. Highs near 90 degrees for the Front Range today. Showers possible later. This is CPR News.